its time. Now, before that, the Rugby World Cup. And there have been suggestions this week that the New Zealand haka should be banned. It's too violent to be part of modern sport, people are saying. So what are the alternatives to this? How could other teams draw on their national traditions to do something similar? And when you were playing sport, what methods did you use to psych out your opponent? Lex Marinos.
Richard, well, I tried a light application of mascara and lipstick and blowing a few kisses to the opposition backfired spectacularly. They just made them want to beat the crap out of me for being a limp-wristed Nancy boy. Although I did get one or two offers to meet up after the show for a Campari and soda and let's see a musical. But the haka is scary, and I think we should combat it with something we're good. Look, I hope the French come out, and while the haka's going on, I hope they crack a bottle of Beaujolais, whip up a little souffle, light a few Gauloises and say, you know, okay, it's over. But what we should do, when the haka is on, we should do something that we're really good at, which is whinging. And we should say, oh, ref, he's going to hit me with his elbow. Oh, then he's going to hit me with his fist. Oh, ref, sir, he's going to hit me with his other elbow. And then his other fist. Oh, sir, he's going to slit our throat and lick me all over. Oh, yuck, sir.
James O'Loughlin, it's being criticised. What can other national teams do? And, you know, what did you do when you were being a sportsman?
Yes, when you say how could other teams draw on the national traditions to do something similar, you obviously say... saying, how can you draw on racial stereotypes and make fun of them, which is...
that's your assignment. Like.
When did you become so politically correct?
So the Russian team, right, they were at the World Cup, they could threaten to aggregate the wealth of the opposing team and then pretend to split it evenly amongst them, but actually withhold a large percentage in the form of kickbacks for senior bureaucrats and Politburo members.
Would they be drop kickbacks?
They would. Wales could sing harmoniously and then recite poetry until everyone in the other team got bored and went home. The Scots could do the same but with bagpipes. And the Italians could, because it's Italian team of the World Cup, they could just have a normal conversation, but that would involve speaking so quickly and waving their hands about in such an aggressive manner that it would scare the other team as much as the haka does. And what I used to do to sort of psych out, I used to pack a gun. And it's amazing when someone's running at you, like a big guy with a ball, and he looks like he's just going to... You just pull a gun, they'll stop really quick. Really quick. They usually just give you the ball. Don't try that at home, kids, or out.
Wouldn't work against an American team.
Well, that's because you've got those woozy helmets.
Yeah, they'd say, you call that a gun.
That's right. They suddenly have 11 more pointed back. Now we're playing. I'm going to answer that same question.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be good. Hey, you've got the concept.
I got it down. But unfortunately, it requires knowledge of other countries and what they do. I have very little to offer. I'd love it, though. You know what I would love? And I don't know what country. Probably America. America has a variety of choices to choose from. I would love it if our team did some can-can dancing. Nothing is more rollicking than a saloon piano and can-can dancing. That would be ideal. I don't know if it would scare people, but by golly, you'd be in a good mood.
By God, it would scare me.
That would be exciting. Or perhaps maybe the USA would simply invade the pitch and then linger for far longer than the game was meant to be played. No one ever really knew when we would leave. We'd talk about leaving, but we weren't quite sure when we should leave. And we just want to be sure that the other team that was supposed to play later that night was in place before we left. And there'd be some confusion about handing over to them. And then we'd bring in some more members of the team you didn't know we had.
And when you left to get in your car, you'd find someone had nicked all your gasoline.
Yeah, all gone.
And then, but the coach would keep making public statements about how well it's all going.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And we'd probably send some players as well.
Yeah. At halftime, we would announce that we had won.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Thank God it's fine.
And then more can-can dancing.